I turn around and walk past them, but the one applying lip gloss says, "Are you here for an interview?" Vanilla blonde highlights are streaked through her dark brown hair, which is ironed super straight. She's almost as tall as me. Like Andrew, she too sizes me up from head to toe. I glance sideways at her friend, who's staring at my sensible 2-inch Nine West black pumps that go with my black pantsuit. I'm wearing a sky blue button-down shirt and a pearl choker Erica and my mother gave me for my 16th birthday. Suddenly it hits me why lip gloss chick thinks I'm interviewing. I'm wearing the typical interview outfit, the safe black suit one can't go wrong with. They're dressed nothing like me. Lip gloss chick is squeezed into a super tight mini pencil skirt. Her 4-inch nude stilettos make her legs, which are bare, look even longer. A sleeveless wrap top with a plunging neckline reveals her more than ample bosom. Bangle bracelets loop around her right arm, and on her left, a chunky gold watch gleams in the fluorescent lights. There's no way she bought that from the watch guy selling knockoff Rolexes at the corner. Her friend looks Indian American. She too has super straight hair, and her side-swept bangs reach to her thick eyelashes. A ruched emerald green dress hugs her sleek, box-shaped body. A size 0, I'm guessing, without a doubt. Her cheekbones stand out in her face, and her wrists are just as painfully thin. She takes off her shoes and massages the big toe of her right foot. I notice the signature Christian Louboutin red soles of her stilettos, which look even higher than lip gloss chick's heels. No, I'm not here for an interview.